A high-profile criminal investigation into hazing at a mainline football program comes to a quiet close. Back in March, Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan announced assault charges against three varsity players, part of an alleged culture of abuse. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that the case has ended with a plea deal.
Details of the 2005 complaint were ugly and splashed all over nightly news reports, like this one from ABC 6.
The authorities say in October 15 of last year, things reached a darker, violent level. That's when they say that three 17-year-old members of the team held down a 14-year-old freshman and violated him with a broom handle.
The three were charged with criminal assault, among other offenses. Here's District Attorney Tom Hogan announcing the charges, recorded by CBS 3.
This is just bullying. And in Chester County, we won't stand for bullying.
Parents and students in the well-to-do Tredyffrin Easttown School District reacted with shock and, in some cases, disbelief. 9 months after that announcement, and on the day the trial was set to begin, it's over. The three co-defendants have admitted to a lower-level summary offense of harassment. A joint statement from the DA's office and lawyers for the defendants offered new details of the incident, saying the three players pinned the underclassman and, quote, poked the victim with a broomstick in the leg. Dorian Ross is the father of one of the co-defendants and a vocal critic of the DA's investigation.
You know, I'm still outraged. I'm relieved of the outcome, but I'm still outraged.
Ross says he wanted to challenge the charges in court, but his son chose to avoid a trial. The summary offense can be wiped from defendants' records in 6 months, but the impact on the school district is lasting. The head football coach resigned, and a new position of athletic director was created to oversee middle and high school sports. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.